All right, I feel like I've been breaking a promise to everyone who listens to the show, and there's something on the show that I haven't even told anyone on the Brett Mega Show yet. There's really no one knows. And actually, there's only a handful of people in our lives that do know. But I figured one of the promises that we always keep on the show is if it's happening in our life, they will share it with you. That's something we'll always do. The reason I haven't shared it yet is because I don't know what was happening in my life. And so that's the reason I haven't shared it. And now I feel like I can share it now with you. I want to get all the words correct and the story correct. So I probably have gone through what I would consider the scariest time in my personal life. Scariest is the proper word. So the story is a few months ago, back like at my son's birthday, it was like April, is the first time like it became like an issue, is my wife had like a rash on her breast and she showed it to her mom. And she said, "Hey, mom, can you take a look at this? This is like weird. Like we're breastfeeding and it's just a weird rash. It's itchy, dry, and scaly." And her mom's like, "Yeah, I've never seen that before." And that was back in April. And then a couple of months had gone by and this rash like wasn't going away and it was actually getting worse. And she had done some Google searching. And when you start to do that, it's a weird, dangerous game right in the first place. And so she went to go see, like, she's made an appointment with a dermatologist. But with dermatologists, you can't get in for, like, months. Right. It's like 2-3 months. And it would get worse and worse and worse. And so she went to her OBGYN, actually. Not even our general, but, like, our OBGYN. And she said, "Hey, I can't get into a dermatologist. I have this rash. Can you guys get me in?" And they said, "Okay, yeah, for sure." So they made an appointment with her. And the lady was like, "This doesn't look like a traditional rash, like eczema or anything that we would know. You should go see a dermatologist, but we should make you an appointment with a breast specialist." And she was like, "Okay." And my wife texted me after that appointment because she went by herself to that one. And she said, "Man, she just acted weird, Brett. It made me nervous." And then she was driving home from that doctor's appointment and the lady immediately called her and said, "Hey, I was talking to some other doctors. We're going to move your appointment up and you need to go see a breast specialist immediately." And I just remember like the like ghostly white face my wife walked in with, like, why did they feel like they needed to move that appointment up? Why did they feel like that? And I was like, "I still think everything's going to be okay." And then they called again the next day and they said, "Hey, we're going to do some scheduling for some tests and don't even work through scheduling. We want you to come in immediately. We think it could be this rare form." And they said it to her at that point. Then "We think it could be like a rare form of breast cancer that can be kind of aggressive." And I just like, I remember like that day that they called and then we like set up these appointments and things like that. I was like, "Man, I am so young to be having these type of conversations." I'm like, "What the hell is going on?" And then I remember the exact park I was sitting at. Like I went to this park and it's like, I feel like almost like another lie because we just posted this video that like Kevin's the crier and I said in the video that I don't cry or whatever. I remember sitting at this park, a Shaw Park, and holding both of my babies, my 3-year-old and 1-year-old, in my hand. And I just started to cry. Like, I was like scared out of my mind. Like my whole world felt like, and nothing else mattered. I felt like, I don't know if you've ever had these, like these health scares or these health moments where like, I'm like not an anxious person. Like it takes a lot to rattle me. Like for the last 3 months of my life, my hand would just shake if I wasn't moving. And everyone, it's funny because like if you like listen to the show, everyone was talking about morning show boot camp. I don't know if you guys remember that. Everyone's like, "Brett can't sit still." I could not. I had to be doing something, because if I wasn't, all I would think about is my world could get shattered. And I, my wife, my everything, like, I couldn't take away whatever she was feeling. And it was all the unknown. Like, it's just like this crazy world. You start Googling this ish and you're just Googling it and you're like, and literally every symptom for this she had. It was like this rare form of breast cancer that, like, you have a rash, it's like it gets itchy, it's around like the nipple and the areola area. And so then we went in to do some tests, and those tests did not come back clear, and it was kind of like unknown. They're like, had to run them a couple of times. And so then we got in to see like a breast specialist. And I was like, damn, like, what? Like, my mother-in-law even flew, like, came in because we wanted to make sure I could be there and just support her. So she came in to take care of the kids. And all the while, I'm like trying to juggle the show and life and dealing with this crap. But the only thing you can focus on is your family, right? Like, the only thing you can focus on is them being okay. And so we met with a breast specialist. And that was probably because the first time in like months we've actually heard like positive news. Like, every time it was like, it's probably going to be this rare form, guys. This is not looking good for you guys. I'm like, why are they keep saying this? Why do they keep talking to us like this? And he was like, the first time he's like, guys, hold on. Like, that is like 1-3% of people. Like, some of those things came back inconclusive, but I was looked at some of the stuff. It could be like, you just have dense breast tissue. Let me look at this stuff. And he was like, let me, they want to do a punch biopsy, but my wife is breastfeeding, and her breastfeeding journey with my daughter is so important. And he's like, this will wreck and change your whole breastfeeding journey. And I could just, my wife just started bawling. Like, this is my journey and it shouldn't be taken from me because of this. And it felt like she had no power over her own body, which sucked. And then it felt like I had no power, because all I wanted to do was like whatever test you need to run it on me, please. Like, just let me shoulder this. And so he's like, let me, like a couple of weeks ago, we went into this and I had been like trying to juggle, like leaving the show. Like, and I feel like, I think Kevin or someone was like, man, you've been going to a lot of doctor's appointments, Brett, lately. And it's like, yeah. But he's like, let me try this cream. It's like a steroid cream, and it will work for like, if it's any other skin thing, you know, like it's not going to work on cancer, guys. And it's only like a 1-3% of women that actually end up having this type of cancer. And we went to the doctor the other day and it had gotten a lot of like results. And he was like, guys, if you're getting results from this and it's clearing up the rash, there's just like, we can do a punch biopsy, but there's no way it's breast cancer. Like, I really feel good about this. Like, no one wants to dig their head into the sand, and like, you guys could come back and we can run this stuff, but like, I feel like you guys should take a deep breath. And I remember like my wife and I, like after that doctor's appointment was like, that just recently happened, like saying that we've been dealing with it for so long that it didn't even feel like a sigh of relief. It just felt like it was just part of like our journey. And like, I would just lay awake at night. Just like, we get up at 3:30 in the morning and I would just be like, oh my God, the clock is still going. It's midnight. It's 1, it's 2, like 0. And then coming into work with like 0 sleep, because I couldn't stop thinking about this. And like, yeah, you would feel like at the end of the day, you would feel like, can I take a deep breath? And I don't know if anyone else has felt, I know other people have felt this. I know if other people have felt this and not gotten good news after a doctor's appointment, but just felt like you're just dealing with something so heavy that it just consumes you. And the fear of the unknown and the uncertainty and all these questions that you have, that was, man, it was driving me insane. I am somebody who's like, give me the bad news and let me just shoulder through it. The unknown for the last couple of months has literally driven me insane. So I just wanted to make sure that you all knew what I was dealing with. And this has been a long time for me to talk to all of you without playing any music. But I just want to thank you guys for listening. But I just wanted to share with you the journey that my family was going through, because I know that you might be going through something similar, where you're not getting the answers you want, or you don't have any answers, and you're not alone. That fear is crippling. It's paralyzing. It's overwhelming. And so, And I also remember, like, I felt like there's a part of me that people didn't know, and like nobody knew, like nobody knew, like my brother didn't know, and like my dad's like, I told my dad because he had dealt with this health scare stuff with my mom and been through health journeys, and he's like, you should talk to your brother, you should talk to other people about it, and I was like, I don't, I just didn't want to talk to anyone about it until I knew what was happening, and we just got some answers, and we feel like we're in a better place, and so. Then I'm just going to talk to, I didn't want to have this conversation over and over and over again either. So I was like, I'm just going to address it on the air one time. But I remember Kevin asking me recently, like, hey, how are you doing? You're always checking in on us. You're constantly asking, are you guys okay? And I remember I didn't answer the question. I felt bad. I just like didn't say anything. But like, yeah, I constantly check on other people, but sometimes you got to check in on yourselves, guys.
Yeah, well, you know, I can speak for everybody here. We are here for you.
Thanks,
and we will be here for you. And thank you so much for sharing. And our, you know, our best to you, our best to Katie.
Thank you.
And hopefully everything's good, and it will continue to be good, and it will just continue to be better.
The strength and the courage that both you and your wife Katie have are, there's no words for it. You come in every day. You lead the show. You lead us. You're there for us. You are so strong through this, and I've seen you and your family in the past couple of months, and you guys do such a good job at like making sure your kids are happy and fulfilled, and knowing that you guys are dealing with this scare and this anxiety in your heads. It's so strong. I wanted to let you know that you're doing such a good job. You are doing such a good job. You're so strong. You know, I love you so much. I love your wife so much. Your kids.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry that you went through something so scary. I'm so sorry that both you went through that. You did not deserve that.
I'll leave with like one last story to just show you like how kids get it more than we do. We're at Maggiano's like about a month ago or a month and a half ago. And it was hard to juggle both the kids like at the same time, and like the restaurant was going crazy. So I took my son. I was like, hey, let's go for a walk, because there's like all those like shops around there, you know, like in Brentwood, and there's a wishing well. And so my son asked for a quarter. He's like, can I make a wish? And he only had one coin. I was like, yeah, you only get one coin, man. And he threw it in, and he goes, I wanted to wish for mom's boob.
Oh my gosh.
And I told my wife that when we got back in, and she goes, he did that all on his own? Like, you didn't tell him to do it? And I said, no. And my wife just started crying. Like, he gets it. Thank you. I know that was way longer than I thought it was maybe, but thank you for listening. Thank you for, I just thought it was important in my life, and so I wanted to share that with you guys.